With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear a case involving access to a widely used abortion pill.
2 years after overturning Roe v. Wade, the High Court will hear arguments in a high-profile abortion case. Pro-life advocates will ask the justices to ratify a ruling from a federal appeals court that would limit access to the abortion pill mifepristone. The appeals court said the Food and Drug Administration did not follow proper procedures when it loosened regulations for the medication, including no longer requiring an in-person visit with the doctor before getting a prescription. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Four suspected attackers are charged by a Moscow court in a deadly attack on concert goers.
The four men who are charged in Russia with the Moscow theater attack that killed at least 137 people are all citizens of Tajikistan. The Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility for the attack, has recruited extensively in Tajikistan, the poorest of the former Soviet republics, where both poverty and religious tensions have created a volatile brew.
Immediately after the Friday evening attack in Moscow that killed at least 137 people, Russian officials were suggesting that Ukraine was responsible. The attackers said they were paid for the attack. Also at SRNnews.com, conservatives not happy with the $1 trillion spending package just signed into law by the president. During an interview on CNN's State of the Union, Texas Republican Chip Roy called the bill a total failure for Republican leaders. The Los Angeles and Miami homes of rapper Sean Combs are being raided by Homeland Security over reported allegations of sex trafficking. At least two of his sons were detained outside the L.A. home. The investigation's being handled by Homeland Security and may be tied to two recent lawsuits. This is SRN News. As Holy Week begins, SRN News spoke with Jeremiah Johnston, the pastor of apologetics and cultural engagement at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas. His newest book, Body of Proof, gives the latest archaeological findings as well as seven evidences to prove Jesus really arose from the grave.
Without the resurrection of Jesus, there is no gospel. And an absolutely devastating passage in 1 Corinthians 15:17, the Apostle Paul said that if Jesus Christ has not been risen from the dead, we're still in our sins. And in fact, two verses later, he said people should feel sorry for Christians if Jesus didn't raise from the dead, because we're just going around, we should live for tomorrow. But Paul then says, but no, he has been raised from the dead. Paul could say that because he had seen Jesus Christ physically alive after death, and it utterly transformed his life.
Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, whose newest book, Body of Proof, is available online or wherever Christian books are sold. This is SRN News. Senate Democrats banded together last week to reject an amendment to stop President Biden from resettling unlimited numbers of illegal immigrants in all 50 states.
U.S. Senator Bill Hagerty last week forced a vote on his amendment to the appropriations bill that would have prohibited taxpayer funds from being used to secretly fly illegal aliens from other countries directly into states across the country. Those flights allow illegals to resettle in American communities and at taxpayer expense. Hagerty also noted the flights allow President Biden to artificially reduce the record-breaking number of border crossings on the ground happening under his watch. Bob Agnew, Washington.
Suspect who crashed into a Washington State Patrol trooper on I-5, killing him, was going over 100 miles an hour and is an illegal immigrant. Raul Benitez Santana's vehicle was going 107 miles an hour. He admitted to smoking marijuana and drinking beer before that crash. More details at SRNnews.com.